I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Missouri Supreme Court is considering a case that involves an illegal Guatemalan immigrant and her American-born son. The court's ruling, whatever it is, will break some hearts. Here's the situation. The Guatemalan woman was arrested in a raid at her job at a poultry plant in Missouri. She went to jail for using fake papers to get the job. Meanwhile, her baby boy was adopted. Now the mother is being told she's going to have to return to Guatemala without her son. Sylvia Maria Gross of radio station KCUR in Kansas City tells the story.
Encarnacion Bale Romero hasn't seen her son Carlos since the day of the raid 3.5 years ago. He was 7 months old at the time.
I hadn't taken pictures of him before they arrested me. When I got out of jail, my sister had a photo of him and said, "Look, here's a picture of your son. He's beautiful."
Bale Romero served 2 years in prison for identity theft because she'd used a false social security number to get a job. While she was serving time, her son was being taken care of by family members and their friends. An acquaintance knew of a couple, Seth and Melinda Moser, who were interested in adopting and arranged for Carlos to spend some time with them. The Mosers' attorney, Rick Schnacki, says that Carlos flourished under their care and soon became part of the family.
They're his mommy and daddy, and he's their little boy. He speaks English, not Spanish, and he's a typical little four-year-old boy.
Meanwhile, Bale Romero was in jail, and she says she had no idea where her son was.
I kept asking for help because I wanted to know about my son, where he was, if he was alive, how he was.
Eventually, Bale Romero received some paperwork about the adoption, which a fellow prisoner translated for her. She wrote back, saying she didn't want her son adopted. But a circuit court judge decided that Carlos would be better off with the Mosers. The judge wrote, "Bale Romero's lifestyle, that of smuggling herself into the country illegally and committing crimes in this country, is not a lifestyle that can provide stability for a child." When Bale Romero was released in 2009, the Guatemalan embassy helped her find lawyers to try and reverse the adoption. The case was heard before the Missouri Supreme Court in November. Guatemalan Ambassador Francisco Villagrón de León made a statement after the hearing.
Children of undocumented immigrants should not be given in adoption just because they are here illegally.
Immigrant advocates are saying that this is not an isolated case. 5.5 million children in the United States have at least one undocumented parent. And from 1998 to 2007, 108,000 deported parents left children behind. Michelle Branet of the Women's Refugee Commission says each time she's visited a detention center, she's heard troubling stories from mothers.
They brought up to us the fact that many of them did not know where their children were, how to contact their children, or were concerned that they had hearings or cases in family court that they were unable to attend.
Branet says because immigration officials and child welfare workers don't communicate well, it can appear that immigrant parents are abandoning their children. And when immigrants face deportation, the logistics of taking their children with them can be next to impossible.
You can't get a passport for your child. You may have difficulty getting documentation or even making the arrangements for an airplane ticket and meeting at the airport, you know, to coordinate the actual travel.
Branet is advocating for a bill currently in Congress, which would require Immigration and Customs Enforcement to better facilitate parents' interaction with their children. It would also require ICE to work better with state child welfare agencies. ICE officials say they're already making policies more family-friendly. But that's small comfort to Encarnacion Bale Romero. She has a temporary visa to stay in the country until the adoption case is resolved. After that, she'll be deported.
Yo sé que me van a mandar para Guatemala, pero...
I know they're going to send me to Guatemala, but I want to go with my son, not by myself.
And of course, Carlos's adoptive family is hoping that he'll spend Christmas here, in Missouri. A decision is expected as soon as this week. For The World, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross in Kansas City.